Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 26th of December, 2016. The title, Energy, Perception, Environment Blend. Back at the first energy crisis, October 1973, the focus was on where we would obtain energy in the future. This continued up through the Carter administration when the DOE, or Department of Energy, was created, which was August 1977, with one of its main purposes being to find new sources of energy, particularly energy that could be used in transport. To understand the mood in those days, let's delve a bit into a speech President Carter made upon the occasion of announcing the federal loan guarantees for the Great Plains Coal Gasification Plant to be built in North Dakota. These remarks were made by the President on July 18, 1980, less than 3 years after the founding of the DOE. And we'll be back with those after these messages.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
So here's what President Carter said. The Canadian government has just announced that they have approved the construction of the first leg of a 4,800-mile natural gas pipeline from Prudhoe Bay down to the heartland of America. We are very pleased with this, and by 1985 it will be completed and will provide about 2.5 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day, equivalent to about 400,000 barrels of imported oil that we won't have to buy. He goes on, I would like to announce this morning and deliver to these assembled leaders the approval by the federal government of a $250 million loan guarantee for the construction of this coal to natural gas conversion plant to be built in North Dakota. This plant will be the first commercial coal to gas plant ever built in our nation. And it is with a great deal of pleasure I deliver to Mr. Sider, who was a private industry, energy industry representative on the dais, this conditional commitment to guarantee the $250 million in loans, from which a great deal more money can be derived from private sources for the construction of this remarkable plant. We'll be observing its progress with great interest and anticipation, and the entire nation will be benefited by this project. That's the end of what we're going to say about Mr. Carter, but compare that to what President Obama, and reminder, he's of the same party as President Carter, said, taking action along with Canada on the 20th of December 2016 to prohibit energy exploration in the Arctic and much of the Atlantic coast of the United States. Upon this occasion, the White House issued a statement which said in part, quotes, "These actions and Canada's parallel actions protect a sensitive and unique ecosystem that is unlike any other region on Earth. They reflect the scientific assessment that even with the high safety standards that both our countries have put in place, the risk of an oil spill in this region is significant and our ability to clean up from a spill in the region's harsh conditions is limited," end quote. The time between President Carter's speech and President Obama's actions, a mere 13,305 days, or if you prefer, 36 years, 5 months, and 3 days, a blip in history. Did you notice any comments about the environment in President Carter's speech? Did you notice any comments about energy security in President Obama's actions? The answer is no in both cases. We have moved from a perception of the imminent danger of running out of energy to the perception that we must forget energy security. We have an imminent danger of destroying the environment. And of course, the switch did not come at the extremis of these two points. It began occurring much earlier and was in effect many years ago. This makes our jobs much tougher today than they have ever been. We must assure our companies a secure energy supply while meeting today's demands of environmental expectations, two objectives often at odds. Today it is called being green, terminology not yet developed in President Carter's day. So, as we leave Energy Month behind us for this year, be aware that whether you are the CEO, mill manager, energy czar, or project engineer, your job today is more demanding than ever as we deal with energy, the environment, and public perception. We're going to give you a break on the quiz this week, so there's no quiz. For safety this week, as we have reminded you all month, energy sources are dangerous. One which receives little attention but can do much damage is compressed air. It literally is a bomb waiting to go off. Be safe, and we will talk next week. And Merry Christmas.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.